All right, we are in business. She Be Trippin' episode, who knows? This is season one, and I've been trying to figure out if I need to stop at 20 episodes and recalibrate, look at my statistics, see how I need to change and grow, and then pop in with a season two. Or do I just do a never-ending season one? I don't know. I had to get on the mic because number one, I had to get a new microphone because silly me left my suitcase open and Biggie was having some stomach issues, I believe from the stress of traveling, and he sat in my suitcase and threw up all over my suitcase, and that suitcase happened to have my microphone, my first podcast microphone. Unsalvageable. And I'm the type of person that doesn't get insurance on my things. I actually just started getting insurance on my things. So we have a new mic. I have switched over from the Rode to the Yeti. And we're going to see how this goes. A lot of changes, a lot of shifts, a lot of things have been happening, a lot of tripping. In the past 2 months, I have gone from city to city. It's been Oklahoma City to New York to Memphis, and now I am in Hartford. New York was an assignment outside of my normal 9-to-5. I'm the makeup designer for The Outsiders, the musical on Broadway, which is now nominated for 11 Tony Awards. There isn't a category for hair and makeup. There is a category for costume design, but there isn't a category for hair and makeup at the Tonys, which is extremely unfortunate. Because what is Wicked without the green makeup? What is Cats without the makeup turning these human faces into beautiful felines? What is Phantom of the Opera without the prosthetic of our main character? What is The Great Gatsby or The Outsiders or Lion King or Aladdin without the wigs? Man. But I digress. So when I was in New York, we were setting up The Outsiders, my makeup design debut. Then I had to meet back up with my 9-to-5, air quotes. I have a creative 9-to-5, which is extremely exciting, being the makeup supervisor for the Green Girl. For the tour with the Green Girl. It's extremely exciting to be able to do that as my everyday gig. So I met back up with them in Memphis, and then now we're in Hartford. A lot of things going on with work. But in the midst of all of that, and in the midst of all the travel, when I was in New York, myself propped up. When I was in New York, I was made aware of the isolation that God is putting me in this season. Here I was in this city where I am from, where I have family, where I have friends, where I have an abundance of people who love me and that I love. And I felt so alone. I felt so disconnected. I felt like even though people were right there, they were not within my reach. And we can say that that is just the environment of New York and that's the energy of New York. But what I will say is this. I never felt so isolated. And before that experience, being on tour and working as much as we do, when you work on a theater schedule, you are working Tuesday through Sunday, doing 8 shows a week. You only have Monday off. So with working as much as I do and then going from city to city and not being around family, many times did I feel like I put myself in an isolated situation, that God somehow orchestrated this isolation. I've always felt that, but when I went to New York, it was different because being on tour, I chose that. So that's just the result of the circumstance. Being isolated, I can say, yes, God did that. But like my flesh will say that like that is just a result of the circumstance. So when I went to New York and all the variables say that I should not feel isolated, and I still felt isolated and not isolated from a mental health depression standpoint, but isolated and like, oh wow, God, like you're setting me apart for real. I didn't want to do the old things that I used to do when I lived in New York. I reconnected with old friends. That was beautiful. It's beautiful to see where people are in their journey and to be able to like reintroduce yourself to familiar people. But when I was stuck in that isolation, it was like, okay, I see you. All right, God. All right, so what am I supposed to be doing? So I spent my 6 weeks in New York not only working, but figuring out what my next steps were as Tashana. Like, all right, God, what have you called me to do? I know you've been saying this and I know you've been saying that, and I guess it's time. Is it time? Asking him if it's time. And so little by little, I started making decisions and milestones that I wanted to hit. And I started from a self-care standpoint. That if God gave me this life and this body to do his work, that I needed to take care of it so that I could live long and do his work in the earth that he's, you know, doing through me. So I started changing the way that I was eating. I started showing up more consistently in the gym. I started to pray about habits that are not the healthiest that I want to get rid of. I started praying for physical, mental, and emotional change going in the direction of which I want things to go in a positive way. So it started from there. And then I started feeling like I just wasn't giving God enough. Man, these podcast episodes about to get extra deep. And I'm struggling with just letting it flow or like do I let this shift, or do I start another platform where I talk about these things? But I want She Be Trippin' to be an audio version of my journey, my thoughts along my journey, and how I'm evolving as a human. Because as a society, like, we idolize, like, celebrities and these people that are on platforms, and we don't see the background. We're not privy to the background, and I'm not saying that we should be, but then we start idolizing the pretty picture, and we're not sharing enough of, like, what it actually takes to live the best life, what it actually takes to do God's work, what He set you out here to do. So She Be Trippin' is me traveling and sharing my thoughts along this journey. And so when I was in New York and I'm asking God, what are the next steps? God was saying that there are things that I needed to shed and I needed to recommit. That there's a discipline that I am missing in our relationship. And there's an intimacy that I'm missing. So then I started to outwardly express my discipline. And so what I did was I started this challenge where every day I was going to show up in front of the camera and talk to the camera. And as a result of that, I was going to be able to speak with more fluidity and be more comfortable showing up and omitting certain words like from my vocabulary. And I wanted to keep showing up for myself so that I could be a better deliverer of the message. Let me tell you what ended up happening. By day three, that showing up in front of the camera to manifest, quote unquote, the most amazing day turned into me asking God for the most amazing day. It went from wanting to be fluid in being able to communicate to the camera to me wanting to be more fluid in my communication with God. Me wanting to be more fluid in delivering His message. I don't know what God is doing, but it feels like He is clearing and cleaning my heart little by little. And so when I was in New York and He said that I needed to recommit, I said, I gotta get baptized again. I have to find a church that I can join online. I cannot use the fact that I'm on tour as an excuse to not show up for church. What did we do during the pandemic? We watched church online. We showed up. There was even challenges where you got dressed up and you went to your living room and you instilled the discipline and the obedience of following God. And so I said, discipline. I have to create discipline. I have to create endurance. I have to set out time for God. I have to treat even my time where I'm working out, my time with God. Switching the playlist to some upbeat gospel music and switching the goal in mind is to be the best vessel here on earth.
It's like this mind shift just happened. And there's this little thing that's happening in my mind where I'm going back and forth with, like, you know, God is renewing my spirit, and I am so vocal about, like, the changes that are happening. And, like, there's this little bit of fear that, like, people are gonna perceive me as, like, this Bible thumping, I don't know. But that doesn't matter. That's the enemy. That's the enemy. I got saved 16 years ago. Baptism, joined the church, did all the things. So for 16 years, I've been walking this walk. Rediscovering things. Discovering new things. Dabbling in new age things, and I might get into that on another episode. Wrestling with the idea of purity. That's a whole nother episode. Man. God. This conviction just came over me. Which is why I had to recommit that I stopped hearing God as loud as I used to. I didn't like that. Started feeling very far away from God. And that's because I was lacking discipline. And because of my lack of discipline, other things were able to creep in. So we're here now, baptized. My friend Boise Holmes, who is an ordained minister, volunteered to baptize me. I was prompted to tell him what my next steps were for accountability. God prompted me to do that. I asked him if he could find me someone that could baptize me in LA. I won't be in LA till the end of the year, so I thought I would work all year at instilling this discipline, and then I would finally commit. Within 24 hours, Boise comes back to me and says, I was talking to one of my mentors, and my mentor said that I needed to baptize you. So would you be okay with that? And I said, what am I waiting for? It's April, and I'm talking about, I'm going to get baptized in December. I don't know if I'll make it to December. You know, it's... That's the real shit about it. Excuse me, God. God, see? But that's the real deal about it. Like... that's like sitting in a dirty room and saying, I'll clean it in 4 months. Nah, it's time to get these things out the way little by little, and no pressure, no pressure, no pressure, no pressure. Day by day, no pressure. Condemnation is not of God, so no pressure. So I'm getting into this word. I'm excited. I'm on fire. On fire for Jesus. I have not been this on fire for God, like, in a very long time. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited for what's to come. You know when you just know you are called? If you are listening and you know you are called, if you are listening and there is there's a piece of you that feels that God wants to expand your territory, that there is just something bigger that he has for you. I just want you to lift your hands in agreement. That God has bigger. That God is working in you. That God is flowing through you. No matter what you've done, no matter who you think you are, no matter what the world thinks you are, no matter what you have walked through, no matter what you are walking through, no matter what you will walk through, God loves you. God has bigger. God can do the most unimaginable things. I've seen it with my own two eyes. God will renew your spirit in ways bigger. When you are thinking small, I pray that God just pops in and whispers bigger. I stand and lift my hands in agreement. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for walking with me. Thank you for tuning in. Just trying to do this life thing the best way I know how. Day by day, one foot in front of the other. And enjoy this thing. We were sent here to enjoy this life and to discover who God meant us to be. So, She Be Trippin', episode whatever, season one, the never ending season, because we're instilling discipline and endurance and we're doing all the things and we be trippin'. She be tripping. I'll see you on next episode.